There comes a time in the span of a televised war when you just can't watch another special report scored with crashing music. Not even Saddam Hussein doing a tap dance with a rose between his teeth would get you enthralled. And if he did do that dance, would he get nominated for an Emmy? Our entertainment critic Elvis Mitchell has some ideas of what else is on television or at the movies these days. He joins us from New York. Elvis, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott. Was that Saddam tap dancing thing on Fox News? Because I guess I missed it.
Well, all I know is he lost out on the Oscar, and he and Richard Gere are mighty mad. What can I tell you? Apparently, tap dancing doesn't cut it with the judges these days, now does it? Listen, tell us about the Proud Family.
It is a wonderful little show that runs on the Disney Channel, and it's basically a sitcom about a black family. Penny Proud is this sort of precociously curious preteen who's the star of the show. The show is really centered around her and her behavior with her friends. What it's really about, and I think this is important, is the way that hip-hop has basically become the Argo of youngsters, the way they talk to each other. And her group of friends, she has a young white friend and a young Latina friend, and they all just sort of talk and use the same language, and there's no assumption that one doesn't get it. The white people aren't made fun of or anything like that. But it's also a show that really satirizes a black world. There's like a tycoon figure named Wizard Kelly, loosely, very, and monumentally also based, too, on Magic Johnson. And the show is very shrewd and very smart about the way it satirizes hip-hop in the culture at large as well, and the way race really isn't a big deal for kids anymore.
Peace, peace, what's up, y'all? This is Mos Def, and I'd like to welcome you all to Juicy Spoken Word Contest, sponsored by Wizard Kelly, y'all. So without further ado, let's get it going.
Peace on Earth is my reoccurring dream. Don't hate me, cause I'm beautiful.
My heart beats, my blood races.
Now give up your money, for we rearrange some faces.
Sounds very clever, Elvis. This is not just the Jeffersons meet South Park.
No, not even close. I guess because it's on the Disney Channel, they can only go so far with bad taste, which may be a good thing. But you can see the show is smart enough that it's attracted Mos Def, and it's Mos Def playing himself, not somebody pretending to be him as a guest star. It's just about the kids enjoying their freedom and coming to terms with responsibility. And that's not something you often see in network-based sitcoms. So the show does often play on ABC in a fairly synergistic move, because ABC and Disney are part of the same octopus that's sucking the life and money out of all our pockets.
Well, moving right along, let me ask you about a movie that's been re-released. This is also a Disney production. It's
yes, the same octopus, isn't it?
Absolutely. Spirited Away. This is the Japanese film that won an Academy Award last weekend.
Yes, and I think, like The Proud Family, it's a movie that sort of presumes some savvy and sophistication on the behalf of families. It's not something like one of last year's Oscar-nominated animated features, Jimmy Neutron Boy Genius, which had just moved right over from Nickelodeon. This is, in fact, from the inventive and fertile mind of the Japanese animator Hayao Miyazaki. What Miyazaki loves to do is sort of assume that kids understand the world intellectually, but not emotionally. And what Spirited Away essentially is a modernist turn on Alice in Wonderland. It's just about that fear of losing everything and having to rely on oneself.
Please, can't you give me a job?
Don't start that again.
Please, I just want to work.
Don't say that. Why in the world do you think I should give you a job? Anyone can see you're a lazy, spoiled crybaby, and you have no manners.
I don't know anything about this film.
Spirited Away is a real piece of storytelling, and is really about that kind of aimless fear that kids often have about being deserted, and maybe deserving being deserted, and having to, again, recognize who they are and what they have to offer in the world. It's said that Miyazaki was inspired to make this film. He retired a couple of years ago and met a young girl who was so bratty and basically demanded so much attention that he thought she'd make a great character for a movie in terms of a girl who had to get her comeuppance. I don't know if he ever actually showed this to this little girl, but I hope she gets a chance to see it.
Elvis Mitchell, our entertainment commentator, also movie critic for the New York Times. Elvis, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.